I'm here now with Josh Radnor. You all know him best from the sitcom How I Met Your Mother. He's also making his mark in the movies, writing, directing, and starring in a new film, Liberal Arts. It's about a 30-something romantic who goes back to his old college and falls into a complicated kind of love. Take a look.
So I should tell you, I feel a little weird about being here.
Why? Don't.
Well, I don't know if you know this, but I'm a few years older than you.
You are?
Just a few, yeah. And I'm not necessarily saying, I don't want to get ahead of myself here. It's just,
Oh, wait, sorry. Did you think this was like a romantic thing? Just kidding. Come here.
And Josh Radnor joins us now. So they say write what you know. This was all inspired by a trip back to your college, Kenyon.
Yeah, I went back to Kenyon in Ohio, which is my alma mater, to show my first film, Happy Thank You More Please. This is about 2 years ago. And I was 35 at the time, and suddenly I realized I was nearly twice as old as the students there. And
it's hard.
It was a little confusing for me. I had not planned on aging, but it happened anyway. And so I started to think about, you know, aging and nostalgia and how much my college years had meant to me. And, you know, it's not an autobiographical tale, but I started to think about this guy.
And your character is one of those guys who just, you can't say he necessarily peaked in college, but loved it and hasn't yet found his way in the grown-up world.
He loved it in a kind of outsized way and just misses the kind of exchange of ideas and the meal plan and the, you know, socialization of college. And, he's just a little lost, and he's kind of burying his head in the books, you know, and not really engaging in life in a really
vital
way.
But then he meets this wonder of a girl. Elizabeth Olsen is so charming.
She's amazing. Yeah. So, yeah, he meets this 19-year-old girl, and they're very drawn to each other, and it throws him into a tailspin, you know.
So I got to ask you, we only have a couple seconds left. I got to ask you, what do you have against Twilight? There's this set piece in the film where you just...
Oh, I don't have anything against Twilight. The character of Jesse has something against Twilight. There's a very spirited exchange over the value of reading, you know, whether we should read things that are just good for us or whether we should be reading things that we enjoy just for, you know, enjoyment's sake. And, you know, I just had fun writing this argument. I think, you know, she wins the argument. She's defending Twilight.
She definitely
wins the argument. But I just thought Jesse was the type of character that would completely judge people based on what they read.
So all you Twilight defenders out there, see Liberal Arts.
Yes.
To get your talking points, Josh. It's a lovely film.
Oh, thank you.
Thanks a lot for coming in.
Thank you.
It opens on September 14th.